America, Sister Golden Hair. Hear the mix.
Well, Parker, really glad to have you here. We're kind of coming down to the end of our hour here. You have a few things you wanted to talk about, including you guys are really involved in what's going on in this area, of this part of Florida. So you want to do a rundown on...
Well, there are a lot of events that you might come into town for and use the airport.
Well, I don't know if he's...
If you're a local, you might decide to fly out when all these events are happening.
Yeah, that's a good time
to get off the streets.
Yeah.
Well, actually, most of them are people flying in.
Yeah, I know.
See a lot of benefits from that. Coming up is the Gulf Coast Jam, which is coming up Labor Day weekend.
All right.
And that
Who's the big name on that one this year? You don't know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If you love country music, there are three or four
big artists that are on the list, and I have a stumbling block on what that is.
Okay. That's okay.
What's the connection?
So what we like to do is be involved in things that have a large impact on our operation, the number of people coming in. Mm-hmm. And we found that Gulf Coast Jam is one of those that we do have a lot of people to fly in. The artists fly in. Mm-hmm. So that's important. So if we find a project that we see a lot of people flying in, we'll do that. For example, the 38 Songwriters Festival. Mm-hmm. That's we see a huge influx in one of our down months, and we've become a sponsor of that. We've been a sponsor of that for almost, I think, the last 8 years.
Good.
So all that is places that we can be partners and get the name of the airport out and represent our region in a good light. Mm-hmm.
So the headliners on the Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam Labor Day weekend, Tim McGraw, if you're a country fan, you don't want to miss
everybody,
this.
Even if you're not a country fan, you know who he is.
Jason Aldean, and also Kid Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weekend party. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it? It's a 3-day event, and the airport, you're a big sponsor of it.
We are.
Because, of course, you know, what happens, does Tim McGraw have his own airplane? Does he fly commercial? What happens when a big star flies in, generally?
It depends on the big star.
Uh-huh.
But some of them come in commercially. Some of them come in to shelter or a fixed-based operator. So they'll come in general aviation airplane. But they'll...
And when they land, do you have special treatment, or their bus picks them up right on the runway? Do they come into the terminal?
Many of them come right through the terminal.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll go, hey, I know them.
And they just walk by like regular people. Okay.
Because you know what? They are regular people.
Well,
sort of. everybody knows who they are. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But they like to be regular people. And some of them like the attention. Some of them just want to be the passenger walking through the terminal. And they acknowledge people that recognize them. But not everybody does. So, it's kind of a fun watching the dynamics of people in the terminal.
Yeah. And you get to know when they're coming, though, so you can...
Not usually.
No, really?
So I get to find out when everybody else, yeah.
All right.
Unless they call and ask for something special, we usually don't know they're coming.
Mm. All right.
Well, is there anything else you want to hit before we get off air?
No, I think we're good. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about our airport and what we can do to make a difference across our region. That's what's important.
We certainly appreciate your driving all the way down here and... braving the rain and the weather, but I again checked, it's not raining at your airport, so you're okay just here. Appreciate you braving the weather and coming down here and letting everybody know what's going on at ECP. I'm not going to attempt the name.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Parker McClellan from PC Beaches International Airport. It helps that I had it written down.
Okay. I wrote it wrong. It's Northwest Florida Beaches, and I wrote it wrong on the, I'm sorry, on the...
Let's just go with what we've been branding for the last 7 or 8 years is ECP.
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 Okay. So, Tom,
go ECP.
Let's get to our vitamin B.
We have to. We're running out of time. This is a song by the Beatles. It's on the White Album. Not everybody has heard or paid much attention to. It was a song John Lennon wrote about at the time he was toting his to-be wife at Yoko Ono around, and everybody was kind of staring at him, trying to figure out, you know, what was going on. And the name of the song, I should say, it was also finished recording on this date in 1968, was included on the White Album, and the name of the song is Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey.